Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
1 million COVID cases in one day.
This is the winter surge we predicted.
Travel turmoil drags on.
We've just been sitting here doing nothing. All we do is gotta wait.
Elizabeth Holmes, convicted.
It's fraud on Main Street. It's fraud in Silicon Valley.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A new pandemic milestone. 1 million new COVID cases reported in one day in the U.S. yesterday, shattering records that have been falling as fast as the Omicron variant is spreading. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports it's another challenging time for the nation's hospitals.
At Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth, Texas, hospital beds are filling up fast with patients.
We've had some babies that were a few weeks old.
Dr. Mary Suzanne Whitworth is the medical director of infectious diseases at Cook Children's, where more than 24 children are hospitalized with COVID. One of those patients is 8-month-old Olivia McKinney.
My daughter can sit here and she's coughing 30, 45 minutes at a time. She can't catch her breath, and they're having to try to suction and everything like that to try to get her to just be able to breathe again.
Across the nation, an average of 378 children were admitted to the hospital every day from December 22nd to December 28th. That's a 66% increase from the week before, and the highest rate of pediatric hospitalizations so far during the pandemic.
COVID illnesses in the airline industry and a major winter storm combined to force flight cancellations and delays into the thousands yesterday.
It's extremely annoying.
It was a nightmare. A 2-hour flight became a 12-hour ordeal.
CBS's Errol Barnett says the mid-Atlantic storm has been a disaster for drivers, too, shutting down Interstate 95 for about 50 miles.
Nisa Semesta was traveling from Massachusetts to North Carolina and has been stuck on I-95 in Virginia. She recorded this at 3 a.m.
We are extremely concerned for people who have limited supply of food, water, and gas, because if they don't have gas, they can't keep their car running and they might be freezing.
The state's Department of Transportation says it's been working one by one to clear tractor trailers involved in crashes contributing to the blockage. But that's little comfort to stuck commuters enduring bitter temperatures that have dropped to 17 degrees.
I have never been this frightened on the road before.
The big storm system that stretched into the south has been blamed for at least 5 deaths, and hundreds of thousands don't have power. After 3 months, 32 witnesses, and reams of evidence, a California jury convicted Elizabeth Holmes, a woman whose rapid rise with the startup Theranos unraveled.
She took Silicon Valley by storm, claiming to have a new revolutionary way to perform blood tests.
We have developed hundreds of tests over the course of the last 12 years.
Elizabeth Holmes told investors that Theranos blood tests could detect dozens of ailments using just a few drops of blood. It brought in hundreds of millions of dollars from investors, but it was all a scam. Yesterday, the jury found Holmes guilty of wire fraud and conspiracy. Legal analyst Michelle Hagan says the jury's decision will send a strong message to Silicon Valley startups, which often make wild claims to get startup money.
It's not fake it till you make it anymore. It's don't fraud it to make it either. You cannot make misrepresentations.
Each guilty count carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
There's a court hearing today on the sex abuse lawsuit against Britain's Prince Andrew.
Lawyers for the Queen's second son will argue that Virginia Giuffre had no right to sue him over accusations she was sexually trafficked to him when underage. This after yesterday's unsealing of a 2009 document in which she accepted $500,000 from Jeffrey Epstein in return for dropping any and all future legal actions against him and any possible co-defendants. Among other things, the judge will have to decide if that agreement remains valid. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Verizon and AT&T say they will delay new 5G wireless service for 2 weeks. It had been due to launch tomorrow. CNET's Ian Schur says the government's concerned about possible interference with aircraft systems.
AT&T, Verizon, the airlines, the FCC, the FAA are all going to work together to come up with a plan for how to mitigate any potential impacts, including not having 5G around those airports and also reducing the power of any stations that are potentially nearby.
As of today, BlackBerry devices, once ubiquitous, are no longer supported. They'll stop working as part of a company-planned end-of-life date. Nowadays, of course, the smartphone dominates, and that helped Apple become the first company to hit $3 trillion in market value for a while yesterday. After a virtual meeting with farmers and ranchers, President Biden spoke about efforts to try to bring down skyrocketing meat prices.
The president spoke of a conversation he'd recently had in his kitchen with his sister-in-law's friend.
And she was saying, "Do you realize it's over $5? For a pound of hamburger meat?"
Mr. Biden blames a lack of competition, with four large processors controlling 85% of the market.
Our farmers and ranchers have to pay whatever these four big companies say they have to pay.
The president says his administration will strengthen rules governing meat packers and use $1 billion from the COVID relief package to help independent processors grow. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
In a letter to colleagues, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer indicates there will be a vote soon to ease filibuster rules in a bid to revive voting rights legislation. Colorado fire investigators indicate the big blaze that destroyed nearly 1,000 homes north of Denver may have started on land owned by a Christian sect. Video on the day the fire began shows a shed burning on property owned by the group. Well, as we hear from CBS's Matt Piper, another major music catalog is gone for big money.
David Bowie's estate has sold the publishing rights to his entire body of work to Warner Music. The catalog spans six decades, and the price tag, a reported $250 million. This is ground control. Variety says the agreement contains songs from the 26 David Bowie studio albums released during his lifetime, as well as a posthumous studio album release, Toy, which comes out Friday.
Billboard magazine reports sources indicate the Grammy Awards, set for the end of the month, are likely to be postponed because of COVID concerns. Last year's ceremony was pushed into March.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
A new coronavirus story as two separate infections appear to have merged.
It's not a word we've heard quite yet, but we may be saying it a lot more if it spreads.
Flu-Rona, a combination of the seasonal flu and COVID-19. An unvaccinated pregnant woman was the unlucky patient to contract the first confirmed case in Israel. She was diagnosed with the double infection last week, but her symptoms were mild, and she's since been released from the hospital. There were reports of some people coming down with the rare combo in the U.S. in the spring of 2020, but as catchy as it sounds, experts say Flu-Rona isn't very common. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Police in India have arrested a man who they say posted the photos of more than 100 prominent Indian Muslim women, from artists to activists, in what was a fake auction. The suspect is a 21-year-old engineering student. The site has been taken down. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question, from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.